I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. A beloved principal at a Wilmington elementary school who connected with kids through a classroom barbershop has died after a motorcycle crash over the weekend. WHYY's Chris Barish reports on the 47-year-old educator's impact and the loss that has affected so many people.
If there's an issue that's going on, I bring them to the barbershop and we'll talk about it.
Terrence Newton grew up in a rough section of the city and was shot twice as a teenager. A gifted athlete, he made the most of a football scholarship at Delaware State University and became a teacher and then a school leader. Newton spoke with WHYY in March 2020 about why he first decided to cut a student's hair earlier in his career at William Penn High.
I had one student who felt like other students were picking on him because he didn't have a haircut. And when kids don't feel good or don't look good, they start acting certain ways. So when I was able to cut this kid hair years ago, I was able to build a relationship with him. His attitude changed, grades and got better, and you just seen a different kid.
He became principal at Warner Elementary in 2019 and soon converted a room into a barbershop. That earned him local and national media coverage. Although the pandemic put the barbershop out of commission, teacher Harold Pritchett said Newton's impact was much broader.
When Dr. Newton came, he got the discipline under control. He got the academic standards of at the school under control. He helped the children with their self-image. Many of them understood what they had to do to become a better student and to become a better citizen.
Newton's philosophy was on display during my 2020 visit while he chatted with one child.
What I tell you every day.
Try your best.
It's three words I tell kids every day. What do I say to you?
I love you.
And I tell y'all that every day?
Yeah.
I tell my kids every day I love them.
Students chanted a boisterous tribute to Newton on Monday, ensuring that his name will be remembered and revered. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.